Alexander Forbes held its investment in Durban today, covering issues like prescribed assets, impact investing and sustainable investment, among other issues. One of the speakers at the Indaba was Jianqi King. She's Chief Investment Officer at Alexander Forbes, and she joins me in studio. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Good stuff. So, very topical themes being discussed at the Indaba today. What were some of the observations you made around how asset managers, among others, can invest in a sustainable manner, especially with so much uncertainty in global markets?
I think sustainability is only growing in importance in everything that we do from an investment perspective. I mean, the actual force of long-term investing is about it being sustainable. You're not going to be able to get a long-term investment horizon and a good investment outcome without it being sustainable, because it's contradictory. And if you think about things like climate change, you can't possibly invest for the long term and not worry about that. So a lot of the things that were being discussed are, how do we make an impact, get good investment returns for clients, and make sure that that's all sustainable. And I think that's the most important conversation we can have at the moment.
Sustainability. So there's a lot of risk aversion these days, what with trade tensions, local economy woes, and just generally negative headlines here at home and abroad. Equities markets aren't going to die their death anytime soon. So how do you diversify across all the available assets, and what needs to inform the investment decisions? You've already talked about sustainability.
So the one thing that mustn't inform investment decisions is kind of feelings and emotional reactions to the way that you're feeling in the moment. We often make bad investment decisions at the wrong time. There are trade tensions. There are certainly issues globally. And if you look at just global equities versus what global bonds are telling you, they're telling you completely contradictory things. One is saying that everything's fine. The other is saying, with negative yields in global bonds, that there's risk aversion. So that we're kind of in a contradictory area of investments, and it's because we're at the end of a cycle. You can't really predict when the cycle is going to end, but we know we are end of cycle dynamics, and this is what you see. What you need to do is make sure you're diversified. You stick to your long-term goals. It's the most important thing you can do in investments, is make sure that whatever investment thesis you had at the beginning remains intact, and that you don't make decisions based on information that's perhaps partial information or imperfect information.
So one of the issues that was being discussed was impact investment, and then we know that there's a conversation as well around prescribed assets, and we know that asset managers are kind of anti-prescribed assets because they feel like government is telling them where to invest. So what is the difference between prescribed assets and impact investing?
So you've actually put it in a nutshell. Prescribed assets means that you are told where to invest in whatever shape or form, even if it's an asset class. Whereas impact investing means it's impactful. There'll be an impact, whatever it is, social, economic, there'll be an impact from that investment. But the asset owner, the person who's making the investment, is making it from an investment decision. They're making it from a perspective of getting an investment goal and getting a return. The difference also in the impact space is that whoever is trying to get that capital is doing it for good reasons too.
Yes.
They're actually trying to generate a return. There's good economic reasons and fundamentals behind that investment. And then you're actually bringing together both the capital owners, which are the asset owners. We, you know, speak on behalf of retirement funds. They're the capital owners or the members of those funds, and the people that are trying to raise investments for good projects that can really be impactful in society, be it infrastructure investment or whatever the case may be.
So that's what I was going to ask you now. What sort of investments are being made to make an impact? Where, which sectors and so on?
So there's, in South Africa, we've actually been quite successful at impact investment. There's been quite a lot done in renewables, for instance. I mean, the renewable energy market has been funded by private capital largely. So there are impact investments already going on, perhaps not visible to everybody in the market. But what we need is, we do need a lot of infrastructure investments. We need lots of investment in lots of different areas in South Africa. There's certain pockets of education infrastructure that's being invested in, healthcare, that kind of thing. But it needs to come from the right place. It needs to be based on good fundamentals, because then you've got a good business model, good, successful, and I hate to use again the word, sustainable investments are ones that are generating good returns, because they are actually fulfilling a need that is required, plus they are also generating a return for capital owners.
Yes.
And that's the happy marriage of those
two. It's a win-win. So when it comes to offshore vis-a-vis South Africa, what's the best way for investors to get the balance right, especially, like you say, because there is a cycle that's coming to an end, even though we can't put a time on it?
So it's always difficult. That balance is difficult. It depends on your investment horizon. The rand makes things very volatile offshore. We often think about the rand always depreciating, so it's better to be offshore, but that's not always the case. Mm. So it just depends. It really depends on your own investment outcomes and what you're trying to achieve. From a Reg 28 perspective, there are obviously restrictions on how much you can go offshore, and you are obviously limited by how much local and offshore that you can actually invest. But what you also need to be thinking about is, what are you doing when you go offshore? What asset classes are you investing in? For instance, at the moment, we talk a lot about negative yielding debt. That's a lot of jargon, and I apologise. It effectively means that in a place like Germany, you lend money to the government and you have to pay them to do that. You get absolutely no return on that.
That's right.
And that is not a sustainable investment scenario. I mean, you wouldn't even argue that is an investment. So the reality is, when you do go offshore, it's also about thinking about what you're investing in. Do you want to be in certain asset types? And in our world of retirement funds, which is where we operate, Alexander Forbes, it's about being diversified.
Yes.
You need to spread your risk across asset classes and try and ensure that you're not too exposed to one risk or another, because, yes, you talked earlier about global trade tensions. There's a lot going on in the world, lots of isolationist policies going on, which changing the dynamics. And one of the things we're seeing at the end of the cycle where we are at the moment is the investments that have worked for the last 10 years are not necessarily the ones that are going to work for the next 10 years.
So don't put all your eggs in one basket, basically. And then for a long-term investor, no, that's not what I want to ask you. Given the buzzword sustainability, what factors do you need to focus on when looking at a potential company that you want to invest in?
So that's another great question, because it's so broad. Sustainability means many different things to people. Effectively, what you are trying to say is that there is something inherent in it that can continue. And there are certain aspects of the world that are changing. For instance, how we use energy. We know that there's a lot of focus on carbon. There's a lot of focus on changing our energy usage. So if you were looking at investments, you'd have to consider, do I want to go into XYZ investment that is very heavy on carbon, when we know that carbon taxes, for instance, came in South Africa. This is a very big focus for global governments. So you need to think about that investment type. But sustainability really is all about, you need to invest now for something that's long term. And I'll give another example. If a company doesn't have good governance, how sustainable is that business model? Because at some stage, and particularly in an environment where things are a little bit tougher, growth is a bit harder to get to, if your business model and your governance isn't good, you're not going to be able to extract value for shareholders.
That's right. And we have seen the wheels come off a number of companies because of dodgy governance. And then lastly, the question that I wanted to ask you at the end is, for the long-term investor, are South African valuations, that is equity valuations, looking sufficiently attractive for people to pick up for the long term?
So selectively, we believe quite a bit of active management at the moment. I think that we're at a point in the cycle where you could argue that there is some value, there's pockets of value. It's very difficult without growth to see very quick trajectories on, you know, releasing that value.
Yeah.
From a perspective of asset classes, for instance, there's a lot of value at the moment in looking at across the range. We get good yields in bonds at the moment. Government bonds are providing quite good yields for investors. So it's to call equities or bonds or cash is quite difficult at the moment. What you do need to be is quite diversified. And I think we are certainly in a risk-off environment. You can see it from all the volatility. At the end of the cycle, you always get a lot of volatility, and that's what we're experiencing at the moment in South Africa. This is perfectly normal. It's not comfortable, but it is normal at the end of the cycle. So you just want to be spread out in terms of your risk and diversified.
Shanti King, Chief Investment Officer at Alexander Forbes, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.